Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building an intermediate mastering framework in Ableton Live 12 for that old school jungle, stepper-driven momentum, where the Hoover stabs feel like they're pushing the groove forward, but you still keep the chopped final bite and break detail. And I want to set the tone right away. The mastering goal here isn't clean. It's printed. Like the break and the stabs already sound like a record before the limiter ever sees them. If you rely on the limiter to create the vibe, it'll also steal the snare edge and flatten your ghosts. So we're going to do this with a repeatable routing setup, controlled dynamics, smart mid-side work, and just enough texture to get that 94 to 98 energy. Let's start with the project setup and gain staging, because this is where most jungle masters either breathe or die. Set your tempo somewhere in the 165 to 172 range. If you want a classic center point, go 168 BPM. Now create a group called Premaster. Everything in your song except your reference track should route into that Premaster group. Drums, breaks, bass, hoovers, music, all of it. The idea is, your mix gets controlled on the Premaster, and your master channel is for final translation and level. Important rule for this lesson, don't put limiters all over your individual tracks. We want one coherent gain structure feeding one coherent master. On the Premaster, drop a spectrum. This is your sanity check. Watch the sub region below about 40 Hz, and keep an eye on the byte zone around 2 to 6 Khz, plus that fizzy air around 10 to 16 Khz. The target vibe is tight sub, crunchy mids, and bright but not brittle. And here is your numeric target. Aim for your premaster peaks around minus 6 dBFS before final limiting. That headroom isn't just a number. It's room for the groove to move. Now, even though this is a mastering-focused lesson, we need to talk arrangement, because mastering can't invent impact. It can only enhance what's already there. For classic stepper bar, you've got kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4, hats and rides driving eighths or swung sixteenths. The Hoover stabs are the magic though. They should answer the kick and snare, not sit on top of them. Try this placement idea. Stabs on the end after 1, the after 2, the end after 3, and the after 4. Short hits. Think 70 to 200 milliseconds. Then let delay or reverb carry the tail out to the sides. Teacher note, if your stabs hit exactly with the snare every time, you're basically stacking transients in the same moment. Then the master compressor and limiter have to decide what to kill first. And it's usually your break detail and snare crack. So give the groove timing space first. Mastering loves space. Next, let's build a chopped vinyl Hoover character that's mastering friendly. This part is technically mixed stage, but it's the difference between why does my limiter hate me, and why does this feel like a record. Create an instrument track called Hoover Stabs. Use Waveatable or analog. Set up a detuned saw stack. Your first oscillator is a saw with unison, maybe 4 to 8 voices, detune around 10 to 20. Add a second oscillator, saw or square, slightly detuned against the first. Run it into a 24 dB low-pass filter and add a little drive, like 2 to 5. For the envelope, fast attack, short decay, low sustain. Think stab, not pad. Then add saturator. Use analog clip mode, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, and keep soft clip on. You're adding density, not flattening the shape. Add auto filter for subtle movement. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/4, but keep the amount gentle. The goal is motion, not wobble bass energy. Now for the chopped vinyl flavor without wrecking loudness. Add redux slightly, a tiny downsample, like 1.2 to 2.0, and minimal bit reduction, 0 to 2. Then add shifter in frequency shifter mode for a subtle wowish movement. Fine around plus or minus 5 to 20 Hz, mix 5 to 15%. This should be felt more than heard. For the push and the space, add a delay. Simple delay or delay works. Try 1/8 or dotted 1/8, feedback 10 to 25%, and filter it. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz so your delay doesn't smear the low mids and fight the bass. Most important mastery-friendly rule here, high pass the Hoover track around 120 to 200 Hz using EQ8. Let the bass own the real low end. Old school jungle might be dirty, but the low-end hierarchy has to be clean. Alright, now we're ready for the Premaster control bus. This is where we stabilize the record before we chase any final loudness. On Premaster, first insert EQ8, and a high-pass filter at 20 to 30 Hz, 12 or 24 dB per octave, that's your sub-rumble insurance. Then, only if you need it, do small corrective dips. If it's boxy, a gentle minus 1 to minus 2 dB around 250 to 400 Hz. If the snare and Hoover bite is too aggressive, maybe minus 1 dB at around 3 to 5 kHz. Keep this subtle. Premaster EQ is surgery, not remixing. Next, add glue compressor. This is about cohesion without killing bounce. Set attack to 10 milliseconds, release to auto ratio 2:1. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loudest sections, and turn soft clip on. Listen to what this does. The brake and Hoover should feel like they live on the same piece of tape, but the snare should still snap and the groove should still step. After glue, add saturator for that printed density. Warmth or analog clip works great. Drive 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. Optionally enable color and tune it if the mix feels thin, often in the low mids. Again, subtle. The vibe is old school grit, not modern EDM flattening. Now we move to the master channel. This is your final translation. Stereo control, mid-side cleanup, gentle multiband stability, optional grit, and limiting. First device, utility, turn on bass mono and start around 120 Hz. This is one of the biggest club safety moves you can make in drum and bass. Keep width at 100% for now. We'll widen in smarter ways later, but first we make sure the foundation is solid. Next, EQ 8&M/S mode. On the mid channel, gently tame anything below 25 to 30 Hz if it's there. On the side channel, high pass the sides at around 120 to 180 Hz. This is huge. Jungle can be wide, but wide sub is a headroom murderer and it collapses in mono systems. If you want a touch of air on the sides, add a very gentle shelf, like plus 0.5 to plus 1 dB around 8 to 12 kHz on the side channel. Keep it classy. If you boost too high, you get fizz, and fizz makes limiters sound stressed. Now add multiband dynamics, but we're using it like a macro controller, not a loudness cheat code. Keep the low band stable up to roughly 120 Hz, with minimal compression. In the mid-band, 120 Hz to around 5 kHz, use mild downward compression to keep Hoover's and snare body under control. In the high band above 5 kHz, very light control so hats don't shred once you limit. Set your times to medium. If you go too fast, you'll kill the bounce. You're looking for maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max per band, and often less. Optional, but very tasty in Live 12, Roar. Use it as a subtle mid-range gritter, not a distortion showcase. Keep drive low. Focus on the 1 to 4 kHz zone, and keep mix around 10 to 30%. The idea is that breaks and stabs feel like they've been printed, not like they're breaking up. If you don't use Roar, you can do a very gentle saturator here instead. Finally, limiter. Ceiling at minus 1.0 dB. Leave look ahead at default to start. Now push gain until you see about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on the loudest drop for classic loud jungle. If you're hitting 6 dB or more, you're entering the danger zone where snares get shaved and breaks turn papery. And here's a key mindset. Meter with your ears first. Jungle lives and dies by snare crack and break detail. If the groove feels smaller when it gets louder, you've overcooked something. Now let's talk about a mastering trick that solves a super common problem. The Hoover stabs lose urgency once the master gets loud. A lot of producers try to fix this by turning the stabs up. That usually makes the limiter clamp harder and the whole mix feels more stressed. The real fix is transient contrast, not volume. So go back to your Hoover stabs group. Pre-master, not on the master. Insert drum bus. Yes, on stabs, it works. Set drive around 2 to 6. Crunch around 5 to 15. Transients plus 5 to plus 20, carefully. Boom off. You don't need low boom. Now you're giving the stab a forward edge so it reads through the master, without needing extra level. Then add utility after it. If your stabs are too wide and smeary, pull width back to around 80 to 100%. Wide is cool, but smeary is not. Then add EQ8 and notch a little around 2 to 4 kHz if the stab is fighting the snare presence. That little chain is often the difference between Hoover disappears when I master and Hoover pushes the groove at the same perceived loudness. Let's cover a few mistakes to avoid, because these are basically the top ways to accidentally modernize your jungle into something lifeless. Over-limiting to chase loudness, breaks lose texture, snares lose bite, and the whole thing becomes flat. Stereo sub sounds impressive on headphones, collapses in clubs, and destroys headroom. Too much vinyl noise or texture on the full master, cool in solo, ruins clarity and makes the limiter behave weird. Tubing too much mid-range, jungle loses the record body and the Hoover becomes thin. And compression that's too fast on the pre-master or master, That's how you kill the stepper bounce. Now, quick coach notes that will level you up fast. Use a / B references at matched loudness. Drop a classic jungle or old school DNB reference on an audio track. Turn warp off. Then use utility to level match it so it's in the same ballpark as your per master peak. Compare snare bite in the 2 to 6 kHz range versus harshness. Low mid record body around 180 to 450 hE and side energy above about 300 hE. Wide, not facey. Check mono early, not at the end. Temporarily, put a utility on the premaster and map width so you can flip between 100% and 0%. If the groove thins dramatically in mono, fix it at the source, usually your returns, reverbs, delays, choruses. Don't try to master your way out of phase issues and do a limiter stress test. It takes 30 seconds. Push your limiter way harder than you ever would, like 6 to 8 dB of gain reduction. Listen to what collapses first. Is it snare, hats, hoover, ace? Then back the limiter off and treat that element upstream. Off at its controlling 3 to 5 kHz bite, or shaping hoover transients, not doing more limiting. Also remember, headroom isn't just peak level, it's low-end consistency. In stepper, the kick and sub relationship repeats. If your sub notes vary in sustain, your master will pump unpredictably. Sometimes the fix is as simple as adjusting bass note lengths, adding tiny fades, or clip gaining uneven notes before you touch any bus compression. Now let's do a mini practice exercise so this becomes a real workflow, not just theory. Take an 8-bar stepper loop, kick and snare, a break layer, bass, and your hoover stabs. Build the premaster chain, EQ 8 into glue compressor into saturator. Build the master chain, utility with bass mono, then EQ8 and M/S, then multiband dynamics, then limiter.